Proclamation number 4905 of 28th of May, 1950. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and servants and maids will prophesy. I will draw your attention to the time of the end, when these words of mine will be fulfilled. The cornucopia of my grace will be poured out, for my spirit reveals itself to all who allow me to work in them. On servants and handmaidens I will pour out my spirit. All who are willing to serve me shall be taught by me directly. They shall hear my words and proclaim the coming time. The prophecies of ancient seers and prophets will be repeated by seers and prophets of the last days, for they, too, see in spirit how it will come. They see the approaching end, humanity's great spiritual adversity, and they give themselves as mouthpieces for me. They prepare themselves as vessels into which my spirit can flow so that they can brightly and clearly see what has been determined since eternity. My spirit thus works in those people. When I ascended to heaven, the work was accomplished. Death was overcome, the darkness of spirit was broken through. The ray of light from above was able to penetrate and my spirit was able to fill people who believed in me. The connection had been established between heaven and earth, between the spiritual and the earthly kingdom. There was a bridge from one to the other which infallibly leads to me, for anyone who allows my spirit to work is entitled to my eternal fatherly love, as my child he is the father's heir. But the outpouring of the Spirit was little recognized by people. It was regarded as a one-off Pentecostal manifestation, as a visible confirmation of the mission of my apostles who spoke in all tongues and were therefore filled with my Spirit. The working of the Spirit, however, is not a one-off, for my promises, whoever believes in me, out of his body will flow rivers of living water. With these words I announce the outpouring of the Spirit on every human being who believes in me and lifts out of this faith as it is my will. I pour my Spirit into every receptive and willing heart which has prepared itself as a vessel well suited to let my Spirit flow into it. Only a few people have experienced this process themselves. Only a few people are so devout that I can work directly on and in them. And that is why humanity knows nothing of the meaning of these words, of the meaning of the outpouring of the Spirit. In the end time, however, they will be made aware by the fact that the outpouring of the Spirit will obviously take place, which is recognizable through prophetic indications of the end. Through indications which only confirm what ancient seers and prophets have prophesied. Servants and handmaidens will be awakened, i.e., they will voluntarily place themselves in my service and now be filled by me with my spirit. They will make my working in themselves possible through their will, which is entirely meant for me. And thus they will be able to be active as my apostles of the last days and proclaim the gospel, the last end and my coming in the clouds. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Many will be able to hear my voice when the last end is near. But for the time being there are only a few who unite with me so intimately that they will be able to hear me. Yet all of them have been assigned a mission by me, to be active on my behalf for me and my kingdom. These few will feel the calling within themselves and therefore they will not shy away from voicing what my spirit announces to them. They are not afraid to announce the last judgment and to a certain extent repeat the prophecies of the old seers and prophets. 29th of the 5th, 1950. Thus they speak influenced by my will, The spirit perceives what is to come and the mouth speaks out what the spirit perceives and conveys to the human being's soul. He is filled by my spirit. Otherwise hidden things are revealed to him. He foresees what is coming upon humanity and, in his urge to help his fellow human beings, he communicates to them what he has seen in the spirit. And servants and maids will prophesy. I pour out my spirit upon all flesh without distinction of gender, because everyone who wants to serve me and consciously strives towards me can be certain of the awakening of his spirit, of the flowing through of my strength of love, and this will obviously manifest itself before the end. What my disciples spoke at the outpouring of the Spirit will also now be proclaimed by those who are awakened by the Spirit. For my Spirit remains the same. My Spirit guides you humans into knowledge. My Spirit introduces you to knowledge which you should pass on again to those who are not enlightened by my Spirit. The feast of the outpouring of the Spirit shall not only be a reminder that my disciples spoke in foreign tongues, but it shall be a constant reminder to you to also shape your heart in such a way that I can pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Furthermore, it shall make you remember my promise from which you can see that not only my disciples were receptacles of my Spirit but that all people can be. That all people, impelled by my spirit, can speak if they truly want to be servants and handmaidens to me, if they want to serve me, because people's spiritual hardship requires servant help. My spirit will make it known to them what they are to say, and you can believe them even if they announce the approaching judgment to you and thus appear as seers and prophets in order to save you humans from eternal ruin. For now it is fulfilled as it is written, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and servants and maids will prophesy and young men will have bright dreams. I myself appear in an extraordinary way because people are threatened by great spiritual adversity and because every person who applies for my help can experience the working of my spirit within himself so that the great spiritual adversity will be remedied. Amen.